Good morning, Dave. It's a cloudy day across a big part of the Midwest. The winds are relatively light and variable, though, and our temperatures for this time of the year are pretty darn nice, running in the 30s at this hour with some 20s out in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. As we go forward through the next few days, we'll have still some lingering coolness around initially, but it will get warm. In fact, I'm very impressed with the ridginess that's building up across the middle part of North America as we go through the balance of this week. We will lose all of the snow that's on the ground in the northern plains and the upper Midwest, as well as southern parts of Canada's prairies as we go forward through this next several-day period, making some of the wheat crop up there in those areas at least a little bit more vulnerable to extreme weather that may come along a little later in the month. So it's kind of unusual to have snow-free conditions all the way up into Canada this time of the year. In the meantime, the soft wheat across the Midwest, as well as hard red winter wheat in the U.S. Central Plains, will become less hardy as we get involved with warmer conditions coming up, and that will be a concern here as well. Certainly, we're going to need some cooler weather and some returning snow cover in order to protect these crops against any kind of harsh conditions that may come along a little bit later in December and January. The afternoon highs today across the Midwest will be mostly in the 30s and lower 40s, so it'll still be fairly cool across the region. We aren't going to warm up much from where we are right now. Tomorrow, we'll see a little bit better conditions with 30s and 40s becoming more widespread, those 40s in the Ohio River Basin and portions of the lower Missouri Valley. And then as we get into Friday and Saturday, the warmest weather will start to push into the region. We'll see 40s north and 50s and lower 60s in the southern parts of the region. The 60s may occur initially in parts of Missouri and Kansas and work its way into portions of the lower Ohio River Valley as we get into the latter part of the weekend. That will certainly be enjoyable while it's around. We'll expect the warmth to stay maybe an extra day, and then we'll start seeing some cooling towards the first part of next week. Precipitation across the region is not likely to be very impressive for a while. We'll likely stay basically dry, and we will experience a few showers and drizzle maybe popping up in the western fringes of the Corn Belt as we get out towards the latter part of this week, Friday into Saturday, but nothing in the way of significant organized precipitation is expected until we get out towards Sunday. And then at that point in time, we'll likely see a storm system brew in the central plains that will move up through the western Corn Belt and generate some widespread precipitation at that point in time. Some of that will work its way into the eastern portions of the Midwest, but it's going to be light precipitation. This will occur early next week. Moisture totals are going to stay mostly under about a half inch during that event unless the system becomes better organized. Western Corn Belt will see higher amounts than that, especially Iowa and into Nebraska and Kansas. Well, down in South America, everything's still status quo. And, of course, as Dave just told us all, the latest forecast from CONAB certainly suggests a huge crop for Brazil, and the weather is certainly supporting that. There's no reason to expect any kind of a problem in Brazil for a while. Rain will occur from wall to wall in Brazil's crop country, and it will occur multiple times, helping to maintain a very good moisture environment as we move forward through this next two-week period. And similar conditions will be the case in Argentina, with the exception maybe of the southwest. Those areas will probably have a little bit of a drier bias as we move forward in time. But no area will be critically dry in Argentina for a while. It looks like our temperature biases in Argentina will be near to above normal over this 10-day period coming up, and those in Brazil will be near to slightly below normal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.